This is Jim, and thank you for listening. This is the third in a series of five short teachings that are basically a foundation for this podcast and blog. And all of these teachings, you know, the goal is that they're less than 10 minutes. So they're designed to, you know, Monday through Friday, one 10-minute teaching a day. But today's message is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And just quickly, as in the first two teachings, I did talk about the kingdom of God in the first one, that it's the Jesus' most common subject that he spoke about, his most frequently talked about topic was and is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And it is the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, the glorious, wonderful, incredible, beyond human comprehension, presence of Jesus Christ. That's what I want us to really make keep as the focus of all of this. The preeminent, the number one top priority, not just top priority, just the whole purpose of these teachings is to convey to anyone who will listen, it's about the presence of the Almighty God that is so glorious, so wonderful, it cannot be put into human words. Amen. And that's what everyone on the earth is seeking. That is the answer. It's everything. It leads to everything good that we as human beings could ever want or desire or need. Okay, and those are all future teachings. But back to where I was going. The second teaching I talked and cited when Jesus talked about when he told his disciples, to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So there's, that's plural, of course, mysteries. There are so many mysteries surrounding it and about it. It's just fascinating. Even if you just, from the outside, looked in, it's the most fascinating thing in the universe. Okay, this third teaching, the kingdom of God, and I just touched on it, but it is so glorious, so awesome. Let's always remember that. These teachings, I want to totally break us out of any of our past views of anything else. This is hopefully new territory, new ground, where the whole purpose of this is to proclaim the gospel, the incredible news of Jesus Christ, to help people, to reach people, to you know, many purposes of this. But quickly, a famous scripture. Jesus, in Matthew 13:34 and 35, you can look this up, but Matthew points out that Jesus fulfilled a scripture from the Old Testament, Psalm 78:2, that it says that psalm is, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world. So, amen to that. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, and we are fortunate to have his teachings, of course, preserved in the Gospels, he revealed things that had been kept secret from the foundation of the world. This is amazing. This is incredible. And it all makes sense if we realize Jesus Christ is Lord and God coming to the earth. He is God Almighty. And a man at the same time, the Son of God and God. But it's all for the purpose of saving mankind. It's to reach the world, to save the world. A famous saying by a great patriarch of the faith, God came down to earth as a man and justified himself to the earth. And so, when Jesus taught and in these teachings, these are incredible deep truths that all of them just that have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. I keep repeating that, but it's incredible. It's fascinating. If the Creator came to us today and said, I want to reveal to you revelations that have been kept secret since the foundation of the universe, I would be in awe. I don't know about you. I would be all over that. I would be, that'd be the main thing I would try to find out. I would be focused on that. I would do anything to find out those revelations. And they are revealed in the Gospels, right there. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just, you can read all the Gospels all the way through, and it is just filled with revelation after revelation. Incredible things, amazing things, and simple too. Amen. Simple, but also mysteries that we will spend all of eternity delving into and exploring, and just, you can't even put it into words. But the one thing I want to talk about in just the few minutes remaining is the kingdom of God. The topic and the subject that Jesus talked about the most, just look it up in a concordance. What did he talk about the most? Was it about faith? Was it about heaven? Was it about hell? What was his most common topic that he taught about? And it's the kingdom. And the kingdom, that's the, I believe, there's a reason that he talked about it the most. It may be, I think it is, the most important. It's the most valuable. It's the most everything. And it's the presence of Jesus the Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Almighty God in our lives, and which leads to the power of God in our lives. And it's beyond human comprehension. It's a mystery, but it is a reality, because he is a person, and I want to welcome him into these teachings. And so, you know, there's a lot, all of his teachings about the kingdom have importance, and we will be delving into those. But again, I want to emphasize, this is the answer, okay? This is the key. If there's one key, it's this: the kingdom, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit that we all have access to. In these teachings, I want to keep it simple. I'm not a biblical scholar, and I don't want us to get all into this whole, you know, all the Bible. The Bible is incredible. It's the Word of God, and it's greatly, you know, it's in and of itself is incredible. But and we know that the presence of God back before Jesus came to earth was in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle, only in the Holy of Holies, and then in the Ark of the Covenant that they carried. And the presence of God was there. It was holy. It was just only a few people had access to it. And of course, the Holy Spirit moved upon people. But today, we're in, of course, this age, this age of grace. We'll get into that later. But now we all have access to it. And this is the key to our walk with the Almighty God. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, if we don't have the presence of God, we're really just, you know, doing things on our own. And of course, Jesus said, the flesh profits nothing, and apart from me, you can do nothing. So, 30 seconds left. We'll continue this in the next teaching. Thank you for listening.